Hey, campers. You may have noticed that we missed an episode last week. Well, we are getting back on track as quickly as possible so we can bring you guys more tales of the strange. But for now, here is an exclusive peek into Lights Out, our bonus episodes over on Patreon. We should be on schedule for next week to bring you a brand new main episode, but in the meantime, you can check out this and our back catalog on Patreon, as well as some of the content we have been putting up on Twitch at TFTC Podcast. Enjoy, and we will be back soon with more stories and mead-fueled hilarity.
Hey, beautiful hair.
Could be a crackhead, but got hold to the wrong stuff.
Stop that there. This was all spells right here.
Hold that crocodile.
This is a special leprechaun flute. This has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who's Irish.
Billy Eilish.
Gray hair. Billy gray Irish. Beard. Come down here.
Here. Let you go.
But he had long hair that was yellowish gray.
Get! Bam! And he went right back at that pipe again.
Welcome to the bonus episode, Lights Out. I am here with Kev.
Ew.
I'm here with Manny.
Muchas gracias.
I am here with Ruth. They can't hear you because our audio mixer is fucking with a camera.
Hey.
And we're here with Ashley. We are here to tell you tales of the random. We are here to tell you the tales of the living creatures encased in stone. We are here to leave mics open when they are not supposed to be open. We are
Control
Tales
Freak
from the Campfires Podcast.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about
Medusa's animals.
Medusa's butthole.
Stories of live animals sealed within stone, brought to you from liveabout.com.
Medusa's butthole.
Got me rock hard, bruh.
Thank you guys for subscribing to our Patreon and being here with us today.
Do it.
So let's go ahead and get into this. We have a very short episode tonight, so we're going to try to get through this as fast as possible.
3, 2, 1, go.
One of the greatest Warner Bros. Cartoons of all time is the one about the singing frog. A construction worker demolishing an old building finds a time capsule in the cornerstone. When he opens it, out leaps a grinning green frog, which commences to sing.
Hello, my darling.
Hello, my showtime girl.
None of you nailed it. And it was even written on, typed out on the laptop. It's ragtime, bunch of bastards.
You didn't even sing.
Shush.
You didn't even try.
But I have cat on me, so I cannot
A lap full of pussy. I cannot sing.
I'm covered in more pussy than the day of my birth.
The construction worker is amazed and quickly sees that this astonishing find will make his fortune. He quits his job and opens a theater starring his talented amphibian. When the curtain rises on opening night, however, the frog just sits and croaks. The construction worker never questions how the frog was able to sing and dance. He doesn't even question how it managed to survive so long in an airtight time capsule without food or water. But then, this is just a cartoon, right? Nothing to do with reality. You think so? Well, in fact, there are many documented cases of toads, frogs, and other small animals inexplicably found encased within solid rock, alive. Granted, they do not sing or dance. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my victim. But these amphibious enigmas are one of the most perplexing mysteries of geology. Here are some of those cases. Manny, let's start off with Toad in a Stone.
Toad just stone like the sod. I guess, all right, whatever. If you pull this toad out, you become king of Camelot.
You will be king of Camelot.
That was a late bloomer of a joke, but it worked, man.
If you pull the frog from the stone, it will be the toughest knight in our garrison. It will be the prophesied person to come and save us all. Drink from the golden goblet. Bring in the elixir. This man's got a toad to pull. Smells like victory day. I think we got a winner.
No, we got a winner. For sure. He just keeps going.
I can't.
Manny, let's hear about Toad in Style.
I think actually he wanted to say something there.
Potion seller.
Yeah. He can't hold it in. If he holds it in, it's like blue balls.
Let it go.
In 1761, Ambroise Paris, physician to Henry III of France, related the following account to an annual register. Being at my seat near the village of Medan and overlooking a quarryman whom I had sent to break some very large hard stones.
Very hard.
Oh, so hard.
Very hard. In the middle of one, we found a huge toad.
One big one.
Full of life.
Life.
And without any visual apertures?
Apertures are intact.
By which it could get there.
There.
The laborer told me it was not first time he had met with this toad.
Not once,
and
but twice.
And the creatures like it within huge blocks of stone.
So big.
Large.
Toad in the limestone.
1865.
You do it. Just do it fast.
Just do it.
The Hartlepool Free Press reported.
That's it. Less breath.
Excavations working on.
He
sounds like Sean Connery. In 1865.
Come on, you're the one rushing us, cool.
Working on a block of magnesium limestone taken from about 25 feet underground near the Hartlepool, England.
England.
You sound like you're from London.
Discovered
on Tuesday.
that's the accent right there for the quote, right there.
Discovered cavity with the stones of that contain live toads. Very tasty with my crooked teeth.
Quote, unquote.
My bottles run dry. A water bottle.
You got to read the quote like that, man.
I broke Keegan. I broke Keegan.
Excuse me, he's choking. He might be parched. Can you get him a water bottle?
He's choking on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Beverage me, please. He has a pussy on his lap and he can't reach into
it's
the
face down and my arms are.
Look at him. He's just.
I was sitting down taking a poop.
You're just making eye contact with me while
you're. Excuse me, sir.
And I've been obsessed with Bridgerton.
Can of libations.
Would you be so kind as to
school tomorrow? I have school.
Not funny.
On a Tuesday.
I'm not laughing. It's not funny.
That's a bad idea.
Can you have that?
Well, you'll be so kind as
reach
to
reach me
pass
with that hand.
The seltzer.
You can't.
I have school tomorrow.
I've got school. A skewl.
That there is a geode.
It's a geode with a geode.
It's a little frog boy there in that rock right there.
Come on, you got to get the quote out, man. The British quote.
I hope you know, Ruth, you have to send me all of these photos.
That might be the best pirate I've ever seen.
All right, well, let's go on with the quote about the cavity.
The cavity was no longer than its body and
presented
the appearance of being a cast of it. The toad's eyes shone with unusual brilliancy, and it was full of vivacity.
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 Pipe. Honors. It's
liberation.
It's liberation.
Oh my God, just say it.
I don't know what liberation is. I live in a time where we don't have that yet.
We don't have words.
We are oppressed.
See what I did there? It is appeared
witch.
when first
discovered.
Commit to an accent.
Desirous to perform the process of precipitation.
Respiration.
Respiration through tubes of a system that go up to the sky where you can see the sun, but the vampires can't be.
No.
No, you're
wrong. No. Finish the quote.
Come on.
But evidently experienced some difficulty, and only sign of success consisted of barking noises. Which it continues to make irreversibly at present. It's like a sprinter when he trips. He just keeps going down. It's very bad.
Irreversibly, not very badly.
Invariably.
It's going in reverse.
Someone may have had too much sunlight today.
Or whiskey.
Maybe both. No other alcohol is very good for the body.
Drink.
The toad is in the possession of Mr. S. Horner, the president of Natural History Society, and continues in as lively as state as...
Stop. You could start laughing. Fucking
2 hours later.
Let me state this one out. An immediate of examination, its mouth is found to be completely closed. And the barking noises it makes to proceed from its nostrils. So it comes out his nose, not even his mouth. The claws of it. Its 4 feet are turned inward. And it's extraordinary length. And
oh, he's having the hardest time.
You know, the funny part is you're just telling me this week that I read so good in an accent.
I am not doing this right.
Fucking extraordinary
length, and unlike the present English toad, this one's got a monocle and a top hat. That's the difference.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my toad.
The toad, when first released, was of a pale color.
Alabaster. Very fleshy, like very see-through. See my organs. See, I'm digesting.
But not pink.
And not readily distinguished from the stone, but shortly after its color grew darker until it became a fine olive brown.
Fuck.
You gotta follow that up, sir. No.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Shit. I don't think I know what the fuck I say half the time.
Toads and boulders.
Toads and boats.
Around the same time.
Toads my boats, boulders.
An article in Scientific American related how a silver miner named Moses Gaines found a toad inside a 2-foot diameter boulder.
A 2-foot.
That was a nice boulder.
That's a nice boulder.
The article stated that the toad was 3 inches long and very plump and fat.
That's what she said.
Its eyes were about the size of a silver cent piece, being much larger than those of toads of the same size as we see every day.
That's what she said.
They tried to make him hop or jump by touching him with a stick, but he paid no attention. Many well-authenticated stories of the finding of live toads and frogs in solid rock are on record.
Solid cock!
In 1821, Tillich's Philosophical Magazine wrote how David Virtue, a stonemason, was working on a large chunk of rock that had come from about 22 feet below the surface when he found a lizard embedded in the stone.
Was it lizard?
An author.
It was coiled up in a round cavity of its own form, being an exact impression of the animal. It was about an inch long and a quarter long of brownish yellow color.
Is that what you said?
And a round head.
Those are rookie numbers.
With a bright and sparkling eye.
Just one.
It was apparently dead. But after being about 5 minutes exposed to the air, it showed signs of erectedness.
It just blew on it.
It soon ran about. Bam. What the fuck?
I went into pretending to do that and like actually doing it. And I almost just passed out. That was great. My body just let out all the air right there. It like started like wheezing on purpose and then just went like 1000% into actually wheezing. Oh, that was fantastic.
In 1998, a doctor inspecting the cavity of one actor named Richard Gere.
What she said.
Frogs in his ass.
Found a hamster embedded.
How much did you skip?
The hamster was removed and it ran about in much celerity. Richard Gere cannot comment on this.
Where the fuck are you?
It's not part of
it. That's not part of it. I made it up.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Richard Gere had a hamster in his butt.
Yes. It was also found in a solid fecal matter.
Bano. It's like the owl pellet, but the other way.
Giant rabbit.
I wonder if anyone's ever found a Richard Gere in a hamster's butt.
Micro gear.
Micro dick gear.
The toad and the lizard in solid rock. During World War II, a British soldier was working with a team in the quarrying of stone for making roads and filling in bomb craters.
You know what rhymes with roads?
Toads.
Well, I was thinking loads, but yeah, toads.
Loads of toads.
Dropping loads.
Foads. Yeah, man.
They often used explosives to crack open the rock. Can you smell what he's cooking? Yeah. Yes.
Mandala.
After one...
Smell-a-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
After one such detonation, the soldier pried a stone slab away from the quarry face when he saw in his pocket, in a rock... a large toad, and beside it, a lizard, at least 9 inches long.
I like how they always say it's a toad or a frog, but every time they open it up,
it's a lizard.
Not every time.
It's a lizard.
No, this one was a toad and a lizard.
A lizard.
But more. The lizard was a full, solid 9 inches.
Dude.
It's a long.
Lizard. It's a long boy.
Both these animals were alive. And the amazing thing was that the cavity that they were in was at least 20 feet from the top of the quarry face. Live toads and frogs have also popped out from inside impossible texts.
Richard Gere.
And enclosed spaces within trees and were being cut open.
And famous actors, once known for starring in a movie called Pretty Woman.
Toad in an elm tree.
Toad in an elm tree. Toad
in and a partridge in
toad
a pear
in
tree.
An elm tree. Richard Gere's butt.
But
the French Academy of Science published an account in 1719 edition of Memoirs.
Memories of the felling
of a large elm tree. Oh, they're talking about cutting down.
Yeah,
trees.
Felling means falling.
Felling.
It's
no, you fell trees.
There's the old way of saying I knocked something down.
The problem is that it has already fallen, so it is felling.
Isn't it?
Past tense.
It's kind of like you hang a picture, but you hung a man.
Right. Or you hung a picture.
You hung a picture, but you hang a man.
hung a man if it was yesterday.
I hung a man. Thanks for asking.
Felling in a large oak tree. The exact center of the trunk had a small hole. About 4 feet above the root is what she said. Was found a live toad, middle-sized but lean and filling. What? Up the hole in his face.
I am. Thank you for asking.
Thanks, I brought my own.
Kevin, do you want to read another one?
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'm going to read the next one.
Kevin's like, nah, I'm good.
Kevin's just here for the comedic.
Dude, bet. I'm...
Did?
Dead. Dead.
I'm here.
Dead.
I'm here.
Dead.
I'm here.
68 toads in a tree.
68 toads in a tree.
And one hops over and that makes a 69.
69 toads in a tree.
The Uitenhage Times of South Africa in 1876 printed the experience of timber men who were cutting a tree into planks when the deep, dark inside of it hole containing 68 toes.
In the deep dark times.
Each about the size of a grape.
There were 68 toads in a tree.
The one hopped over and he made it 69.
They were of a light brown, almost yellow color, and perfectly healthy. Popping about in the way as if nothing had happened.
I didn't know we had Dr. Evil here.
But all about them was solid yellow wood.
Wood?
And South African. With nothing indicate how they could have got there, how long they could have been there, or how they could have lived without food, drink, or air.
Und air.
Otter still. It is not just natural stone and trees in which these impossibilities incur. When a castle wall was being demolished in September 1776. Wait, nope, that's the year our country was founded.
1776?
1770.
They were firing muskets.
They had drywall?
The wall was dry.
We need our guns. It was called drywall. Ships. Right, they bought our ships.
It's from Hamilton.
Alive toad we had was one plucked Hamilton's from drinks. A solid wall of pasta. 68 in a tree.
Then one hopped over and it made us.
Nice.
Alive toad was plucked from the solid plaster in September 1770. That wall had stood undisturbed for more than 40 years.
We got our new drinking song. I was only gonna say. It's
the dumbest thing in the world.
68 toads in a tree.
One hop down and he made it 69.
Hey!
Nice!
69 toads in a tree. One hop down and it made 70. Hey!
Nice!
Nice!
70 toads in a tree.
One hopped down and it made 71 toads in the tree. Hey.
Renowned biologist Julian Huxley.
Received a letter from a gas fitter in Devonshire, England, who had broken up some concrete flooring to install some pipe extensions.
Made it 69.
Hey.
One hopped down and it made it 69.
You got to do this one in your Australian. It starts off with my mate.
Who are you talking to?
Anybody.
Who has an Australian accent?
I can't do Australian.
That's one I've been practicing, but I'm no good at it right now.
My mate was at work.
That was English.
My mate.
There you go. You read it. Come on.
That's not a knife.
My mate was at. Nope, that's going to get British.
No, that was good. Keep going.
My mate was at. No, I can't. My mate was at work. No, it's getting British. Okay.
Nope, still do it. It's good.
My mate was at work with a sledgehammer when he dropped it suddenly and said, "That looks like a frog's leg." We both bent down and there was a frog. The sledge was set aside and I cut the rest of the bloke out carefully. We released 23 perfectly formed but minute frogs, which all hopped away to the flower garden.
That was fucking good. Holy shit.
I didn't know you could do that.
The puppy, we had a couple beers.
I was waiting for you to say the sledgy.
The sledgy.
The sledgy.
It looks like he done bet the sledgy down on my head there.
Sledgy there.
Turns out
there.
We had a couple of wallabies down the road.
Damn.
I've been to the country.
And made it 69.
I don't know.
All right.
Turtles.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
I have school tomorrow.
In school when they do my maths.
In 1976, a fourth work Texan construction crew was breaking up some concrete.
What up? Down in 69.
69 toads in a tree.
They had just set a year before with the broken concrete. A living green turtle was found in an air pocket that matched the shape of the creature's body.
What up? Down and he made it 70. 70 toads in a tree.
Stupid episode. I fucking hate this episode.
If it had somehow gotten when the concrete was poured a year earlier, how did it survive? Over that time, ironically, the poor turtle died a few days after its release.
You know why? You know why that one in specific lived? Because it was 69.
Nice,
nice, nice, man. Nice. Very nice, very good. Yes.
There are no easy explanations for these incredible anecdotes. Those who found the creature nearly always state that there was no discernible way, no small holes, crack, or fissures.
Nice.
By which they could have gotten into these pockets inside the rock.
Rock.
And the pockets are always about the exact same size of animals within them. Some even bearing an impression of the animal as the rock had been cast around it. As if the rock had been cast around it. Even if a fertilized egg of a toad or a frog had somehow seeped into the rock's cavity.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Seeping into a cavity, you say? Why am I cavity seeping right now?
What did it live on? You say, what did it eat? Drink, breathe, or grow? In some cases, to full size. I don't know. But.
You should be on the next season of Bridgerton.
Who was I?
Here, the lady of Bridgerton.
The first time.
Folklore.
Mulan Fa.
The Mulan Rouge.
To the Mulan Rouge. Being unable to move inside the rock, how did its muscles develop so that it could hop away upon release?
Release, my friend.
The geologists tell us that rock is formed over thousands of years.
Why does this sound like a political man?
1,000 years from labor.
How old are these animals, you say?
He's like Lemon Grab's grandfather.
From Adventure Time.
The most incredible of such anecdotes was recorded in 1856 in France. Workmen laboring in the tunnel for a railway line, they were cutting through Jurassic limestone. When a large creature stumbled out from inside it, it fluttered.
Fluttered, you say? Fluttered?
Fluttered! Its wings made a croaking noise and dropped dead.
Like it's hot.
Dead.
Ow.
According to the workers, the creature had a 10-foot wingspan, four legs joined by a membrane, black leathery skin, and talons for feet, and a tooth mouth. Local student of paleontology identified the animal as a pterodactyl.
This is pterodactyl.
The P is silent.
Yeah, it is.
You can't ever hear it hit the ground.
No one ever sees the pin. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so that's it. I don't know.
Amazing.
How, I don't know how we did all that.
So they found a fossil at the end.
Yeah.
So what you mean to tell me is that you dig up all this bullshit, you crack that's one open, there happens to be right something there. On the inside, yeah. And guess what? Yeah. You guys are going to go ahead and say, like, it's like them dinosaur bones, but it's like a whole people, like a, them, you know, the Pompeii people, you know, being see them, their outsides, but not their insides because of your stone.
Good people of Riverton, I present you Exhibit A.
I've been talking to your mule, and it wants a divorce.
Yeah.
What in the hell are you talking about? Are you seeing Betsy behind my back? I knew something was happening.
No, but I'm seeing her behind her back.
When I walked into their barn earlier today and I knew I smelled you. It smelled like you. I know what you smell like.
Well, yeah, come get it.
I got the same smell off my wife. I know what you smell.
Your wife is Betsy, bitch. You son of a bitch.
You tell Billy, your goat.
What did you do?
Just stop shitting on my bridge.
What did you do with Billy? Don't you make me come after you.
Yeah, you already came after me.
You son of a bitch.
You didn't even let him come first.
How you like them sloppy seconds?
I don't know where this is going, but all right.
You know, what's amazing is that was a really fascinating article. We just completely fucked it.
That was great.
We shot all over it. What?
Goodbye?
And no, then I was one gonna hop say, down I mean, and it 69. You guys got through that really quick. And there was something we were kind of supposed to talk about, if it's appropriate. Because my voice is a little quieter than most of yours, so I feel like it could be an appropriate story to tell. But it has to do with Dice E&T and the hauntings that we have discovered within that building. And it's kind of appropriate because it's kind of how we all home-based each other. What are you laughing at?
That's what she said.
It is. Because, you know, it's kind of the low-key home base. Let's be real. So we know that that building has a lot of old history. I don't know. You're looking at me.
You are listening to you.
Okay, so make sure that if we're going to use it.
Historical building.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dice E&T is our home base. It's where I do hair out of. It's where Ruth and I are Goon Squad members. Part of Lady Dice is the owner and music person.
Facts.
A little plug. But the building itself is located next to a church. And the church, I believe, was built in... I might need some,
1973.
No, so, okay, so the building address is in, yes. Oh my God. It was built in 1923, right? No.
In 1923.
1423. It was built in 1923. 1423? And then I believe it was remodeled. Jesus
Christ. It was built with the bodies of those who perished at Pompeii.
Was Christopher Columbus?
We'll get more facts on the details of the building.
Built with the bodies of vampires.
Either way, the address is 123 Northwest Franklin. And then I believe it was constructed in 1923. So you have the 123 again associated in there. It was, again, later remodeled. And the date concreted into the floor in the office of Dice is, I think, like January 23rd of like 19 something something. So it again, another 123. But again, this building was, when it was first constructed, a nunnery. And we don't know the details, but you kind of have to assume of what a nunnery would be. You have the women that run it and kind of would take care of any of the children that came into their possession. Then there's the building right next door, which is a church. So we would only assume that whoever came from that nunnery would work at the church.
Why?
What you doing over there, Mr. Giggle Monster?
Whoever came.
Making me insecure.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh. And like,
I'm just cracking up because I just got Catholic jokes all day.
Oh, there is all day long. Yeah. And it's hard to not know, because especially leading into what this goes into, and being that I was raised kind of Catholic and am no longer, and a lot of the people in that building either have a very Christian...
I'm just saying, whoever came from the church ended up at the nunnery.
Maybe. No. But like, you know what? Let's go with American Horror Story. So yeah. Of like the, was it season two? And they have the asylum. Anyone that ever was associated with the church, if they had a baby, where did that baby go? Especially if they weren't allowed to have that baby.
Baby go.
We'll do research.
We will do research.
40 minutes
when
to
you
get
Google
this out.
The address of us, we actually come up as a... will you Google it really quick? Because it comes up with something of what before Dicey and T was actually in the building. There'd been a couple other things. And the owner had...
Nunnery? 69?
Way back when, yes, it was a nunnery. But God damn it, in the middle, it has been taken over by other people.
A women's house.
I was trying not to laugh and I looked
it's
over
like
at the fire.
A single women's
spiritual
house.
Something. It's associated with like a spiritual gathering group.
Spiritual awareness.
Wait, where'd it go?
I am.
Oh, is this where the Rishakis were at?
Awareness? Spiritual awareness went a long time.
Spiritual awareness community.
Oh.
So, yeah, when you Google the address, it brings up spiritual awareness community. And that hasn't been a business for a moment. So it's actually.
Or two.
Yeah, at least. And then the owner, he turned it into like some little trinket shop, and he was selling stuff on eBay, and that's how we kind of acquired
Welcome
some
to
of the
my
other
shop
like
of trinkets.
Universal types of things. Yeah, it was a shop.
Do you
trinkets.
See my?
Would you like a porcelain doll?
Do you want to rub my lamp?
So, I may be getting a little personal with her story here, but
yes,
the owner associates 123
yes,
with lots of her past memories. That was a good thing for her. So, for when that change happened. And this building came upon her. 123 became like a sign, if you will. And so then she took on this building. Either way, now she moved in. All the weird things started happening. When you move, as Manny well knows, you disturb your spirits. They get irritated. And so movements started happening. And long story short, when I moved in, I think that's when the biggest thing, when high strangeness, me, moved in. She, for whatever reason, decided to check the cameras at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was this group of orbs, a giant, like little tiny ones,
ma'am,
that were sitting.
They're called light anomalies.
Okay, sorry. Zach Baggins. There was a group of light anomalies.
All I have to say is 1 + 2 = 3 + 3 = 6.
I am haunted by the hamsters of Richard Gere's butt.
Well, it was too
scary.
No, it's good.
But
69 hamsters.
I don't
beer
remember
on the...
where I was. So please refresh me.
Light anomalies.
Yes.
What? Hold on. He said 69 hamsters of beer on the wall.
69 hamsters from gear on the wall. 69 hamsters of gear.
Julie Roberts, speaker, pretty woman. 99.
How much beer is in a hamster? I'm curious.
What's left in the sip of my beer?
You can make anything into a beer if you let it sit long enough.
No, like how much beer is in a hamster?
Hamster meat, hashtag bear claw wiener. Guinea pig's about the size of a Coca-Cola.
Lightnia wignia.
Anomalous.
Okay, light anomalous is CC's. There was.
All I want is light anomalous is because light anomalous is what we do.
Light anomalies sitting in a tree.
Okay,
they were sitting in my chair when I moved in. I have to move all my stuff in. It wasn't much, but. She checked the camera. There was a group of light anomalies. Anomalies.
I could not gobble.
A light anomalies.
Light
anomalies.
But when she looked at the camera, it realized they all kind of swarmed up to the camera. And the way that the camera was positioned, if you haven't been in the room, it's kind of like if you were sitting in my chair and you looked up to your right-hand corner, there's a camera there. So all of these orbs rushed up into the room. Cool, whatever. A couple weeks ago, We had some spooky queens, Deja and Josie.
That was my nickname in high school.
Deja's our plant mama, and Josie is our witchcrafting candle queen.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Why?
Spooky.
I can say spooky.
Not like that.
No. She's our spooky,
spooky
mama.
Spooky and spook are two different things.
They are. Yeah. Yes. Especially when you're
I
using
said spooky them. Earlier.
No, you said spook.
You said spook.
Oh, okay. I said
spook. But you also spook. Did not okay. mean it in the term that you meant it. You said, right. like, intriguing spooks, and you were not meaning it in reference to a person. So again, when you're referencing it to a person, that's when it's derogatory. When you're referring it to something spooky, that's spooks. Woohoo. Like spooks. Sir Spooks. He is not derogatory on YouTube because he's referring it to that, not a person.
No, he's just a shitty YouTuber.
But again, he's referring to it in a spooky culture. He's not referring it to a person. Bitch. So as long as you stay away from being a person.
No, I'm Sir Spooks.
Anyway.
I'm Sir Spooks.
Light anomalies. Spooky.
These two colored queens came into our building.
What? I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, she ended it with queen, so she's good.
No, it's
but
good.
But they
it's
pride good. Themselves on them being a melanated queen, and that's how they represent themselves, and that's how I'm going to advocate for them as
there
them.
There we go. That is respectable.
Yes. I am using the terms that they refer to them as themselves, because they are melanated queens at the end of the day. You are not, sir.
Yes, we do not have any.
You have no melanin.
I'm not saying I am. Where did that come from? You called me out for being white.
Well, sorry, you got no tan.
Now, see, the last time I got melanated was working.
You need more of that vitamin D.
It's really a discussion of what that term means. Because the way that you used it was not wrong. The way that you used it wasn't wrong, babe, but we're on flags for that word.
So stupid.
I'm over here like, I feel like I can be in your head.
I seem to put this man in mass hysteria. That's another one of the after effects of some melanate.
We smashed up some melanate.
Straight up, I think it would be amazing for you two to have these two women in your presence.
Oh, that's absolutely. All. No, I'd love to have them out
what
here.
Are you saying?
Nothing. But just that it would be amazing for you to have them in your presence, and it would clarify a lot of things that I tried to again. But we're getting into a weird part of this. Anyway,
yes,
back
no,
to ICT.
I love them all.
She so digresses. They're
I'm really glad this isn't live right now.
No, I know. But at the same time, this none of this would be.
It's getting weird.
It is not, live. Though.
You're
on
only
Patreon.
Feeling.
No, it's not. It's not weird.
It's not live.
He'll
on
be
Patreon.
Able to. We all. I can edit this. Oh. It's just still a video file that I can. And
you're good. Just leave it in. That's the whole point of the Patreon.
Anyway, a bunch of light orbs swarm to my camera. So Josie and Deja come in, and they are very sensitive to high strangeness. So for whatever reason, we also had a client that was with Kasha, and she's also very sensitive to the high strangeness. For whatever reason, the girls, we all wanted to see the basement. The basement's extremely creepy. The building doesn't seem as big as it is. It's actually four stories. When you're walking in on the building, you only see the main floor. There is a building up above that someone can live in, and then there's where the main owner lives up in the penthouse, and then there's actually a basement. The basement is creepy as fuck. You go down, like, it is the typical scary wood, and, like, you want to see the scratch marks on the side, and then on the right-hand side, it just exposes to nothing but earth. And so my room is above that earth, and it's just, you think a body's buried under there, and then it kind of curves underneath into offices, and then it goes further down. You can see my hand. So offices, and then it curves further down, little shelvings, because that's where the owner kept his like trinkets and stuff. And then it goes around trinkets. The corner, and there's like actually this weird ass. I don't want to say well because it's not like you can't put a bucket and get water out of it.
It's a filled well.
Did you see it? Have you seen it?
It's a
So it's like a filled, but like why? What is that?
It's a dry well, so it's been filled.
And so it was something that was there in the past.
Yeah.
And potentially what you would think of, like, cobblestones and, like... Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though, and this is just based off of everything that I know. It does not matter what you are, living, dead, spirit, ant, cockroach, doesn't matter. Everything is attracted to water.
No, I would agree, but there's also no water. There's no running water.
But here's the thing, though. That is formerly where you used to get water, so those entities might be used to getting water there.
But also, it's really weird, is like the way that it's finished. Like the way when you think of like the HGTV shows, a finished basement, it has the drywall around it. So like...
Yeah, it almost looks like a...
You want to...
Like
I think
offering...
Baptism.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not, it almost looks big enough for someone to stand in and maybe, But times go, people change. It's just, it's creepy. And everybody that hits down to like the stair level hits some kind of energy. I feel cold, weird moments. Kasha doesn't even want to like, Dice is like, you know. Josie and Deja go down there because they felt that they had an invitation. They took down a pendulum and had an interaction. And the pendulum started swinging and they started asking questions. And they found out somehow that there could be a little boy presence. And we always talk about that weird cabinet in the front that always gets opened. And it's easy to say that it's just a faulty bracket that needs to be and it just doesn't latch. But it's really weird how it unlatches at times when conversations are high about energy. And when they were talking about certain things, we heard laughter. They picked up laughter in their video. And there's a video about this with the pendulum swinging and them asking questions. And there was also that little boy presence. But as they were discovering this little boy presence, the client that was up with Kasha kept describing this nun that she felt this nun presence and she wanted to go down the basement, but the nun kept reiterating, no, you can't go down there. But she's like, I need to look. Dice let her opened the basement door kind of reluctantly and let her look. As soon as she did that, Dice walked away and then got this immediate headache. And we all kept like feeling like she shouldn't do that. Because this person was new, and again, no offense to this person, because she's a sweet human, but she is not the consistent energy that is in that building. So we kind of felt that it was a disruption of this energy that she was picking up on. The nun was like, no, 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 you can't go down there. Meanwhile, these two girls are down there talking with this boy. I've always felt that there was a weird protective energy, because again, what did that building make? What if lives were lost and these people were protecting them, the women or whatever? Maybe there was a little lost boy that is still stuck there. And this woman is only stuck there protecting them.
Would it be possible that the woman was being possessed by the bull and having the interaction of a nun telling the boy, you cannot be down in the basement? Maybe.
Because she's also really, she got really adamant. And like this client has expressed her sensitivity to that. But her energy was definitely aggressive.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So yeah. You're a little curious boy being like, I want to go down to the basement. And the nun being like, you cannot go down to the basement.
And then here's what's also really fun. So we have a new front desk girl, Cassie. She went down there and she kept reiterating that she felt like a mom that lost her kid. And she didn't know. She just felt like a kid was ripped from her arms and she couldn't describe it. Someone else that didn't go down in the basement kept picking up on an energy that she felt like. So we had three people go downstairs and we had like three or four people upstairs. The people that were downstairs were communicating the feelings of the people who were upstairs, and things that were happening downstairs were happening upstairs. And like the laughter, the upstairs, they were hearing laughter, and in the girls' videos that they recorded from the pendulum, they heard the laughter. And they asked, asked each other, without realizing it, did you hear laughter? And we figured out it's a little blonde hair boy, maybe 7 or 8, but there is a huge entity of energy. And we are curious to maybe see if that could lead to a, we'll go see and bring some meters. But also this energy is very protective, especially female energy. Like, you can't deny that. Three men walking in with their equipment could be very threatening to them. So we have to kind of ask permission, if you will. And so we're going to try and start because they've initiated that. But the building is creepy.
I've never felt like I'm not allowed to go in the basement in that building.
But do you feel like there's something like protective? Like it's just...
I feel like there's something there when I go there. Yeah. Like when I am standing in the area of the magic cabinet, like it always opens as I walk away. Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to see, like, I sat on it, so,
you know, but a lot of times I'm not cabinet. Even sitting on it. I'll just walk away and the door's open.
And we try to jump around it. We try to do all these weird things to make it pop open, and it won't.
When you close it, though, it's really tight. Like, when you close this cabinet, it, like, sticks to itself. Like, it doesn't,
It doesn't move easily.
Have you been in the basement?
No.
Do you want to go in the basement?
Yes.
I've been in the basement a lot to try to fix the internet issues that are down there.
Yeah, I feel like you've gone in there to go when I've panicked and been like, the breaker's broken.
I have not.
Oh, so you've only been where the breaker is.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen that staircase is definition textbook, like horror.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Where's the staircase to...
You go past Kasha's workstation into that hallway, you know, and then it turns left to go towards the studio a little. Door. Yeah, it goes because it goes left and then right, and then that's when you go down to the studio.
Do you need the big mirror?
Yeah.
There's the big mirror, and then there's a door right here. So that goes right there. And then directly underneath all of that, like, rubble right there is where my room sits. So, also when Deja was doing her experiment, she got this, like, really incredible urge to climb up into the dirt pile because it's a dirt pile. Again, the girl who was upstairs, kind of, she got to see, you can kind of see that it's there, but she was like, I don't even want to go near that. I would never touch that. But the other girl, she was like, I had an invitation. I felt the need. And like, she came back up and she was covered in dirt. And she felt like, I was like, there's this little boy that was trying to play with me. And again, the person upstairs was like, oh, I'm feeling this nun being like, you don't touch her or him. So it's just, we're trying to explore that dynamic because then it makes you wonder what were all those light anomalies that were in the chair, especially right underneath my spot. And that's the only spot that we've had that much activity when High Strangeness moves in. I can't. But it looked like they were doing happy dance. They weren't upset. They weren't. Everybody, when anybody moves into that building, the building is alive. It's alive. And it's, you feel the energy when you walk into that building that there's something in this life that's happened.
So. Yes. I believe it. I mean, I've been in there. I just always feel like the basement is, something's happened in that basement. And like I said, the only thing I don't trust is I don't trust any spirits that could be little kids.
Yeah, because those are
sometimes demons in disguise, because demons will do that. Poltergeists. They're pretty good at, hey, look at me, I'm a small child, make you feel your most vulnerable. And that's when they...
But at the same time, you have to look at that building.
Yeah, but if
there's not a lot of negative that comes from it. Everything that
has come... But there's a reason the nun is telling you to stay out of the
building. Oh, only one person. Everyone else in that building is completely... It was only to that one person that nun was absolutely... But she was a client. She was not someone that was part of the building.
She right. had specifically told that. So think about it. If there is a bad entity in the building and you guys have been there for so long and you're going into the basement and now that entity's like... What can I do to make them interact with me?
True, because also when Dice didn't, she kind of like reluctantly let her, she got immediately a really bad headache. And then Josie saged the building and kind of did this like Reiki kind of type thing over her to kind of clear that. And as soon as also the client left, that's when Dice's headache went away. So almost like the nun was like, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have let her in this building. You shouldn't have let her in our private space like that. You violated it.
I really want to go down there now.
Yeah, we should do like an investigation.
It can lead into ghost hunting, and you start with a home base, and then you start to branch out into other things. And
you think we'll have time to investigate your house?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Should let us know
right before you move out. I know he's
playing with the. Yeah, we're trying to get packed up before the last week. I just need to find somewhere to go.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Yep.
And is that the end of our lights out?
Yeah, I think so.
And one jumped down and it made it 69
toes in a tree.
That's a hamster load of beer.
Nice.
Hey, beautiful hair.
This was our spells right here. This is the special leprechaun flute. This has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
He had gray hair, a gray beard come down here. But he had long hair that was yellowish gray.
Get! And he went right back at that path again.